Buck, it's a Thursday night, and that's the time of the day and of the week that we talk about wine. Winecellar.co.za, online wine merchant, today offered subscribers, the people on its mailing list, an opportunity to buy bottles of Vergelijer and Cabernet Sauvignon from the 2008 vintage at 350 rand a bottle, which is about the same amount as you are asked to pay for the current release of the Vergelijer and Cabernet Sauvignon, which I'm not quite sure what it is, 2016, probably 2017. And coincidentally, that comes in the same week as winemag.co.za released the results of their latest 10-year vintage report, something that WineMag has been doing for a couple of years now, looking at a vintage 10 years on. So 2020, the vintage they're looking at is 2010, which doesn't have a great reputation, and that's what the entries seem to show. The highest score was 93, and that was for a fortified wine. The sort of normal still unfortified wines, a couple of 92s, a couple of 91s, and a heck of a lot of wine scoring only in the mid-80s. Christian Eads is the convener of the judging panel and editor at winemag.co.za. Hi, Christian.
Good afternoon, John.
There's quite a sort of heated debate following the report around the ageability of South African wine and how much one could be and should be expected to pay for aged South African wine. And I'm not sure that one can make too many conclusions on the basis of a vintage as flawed as 2010 was.
The amount of debate's been fascinating. I don't think 2010 was that particularly bad, frankly. Okay. Certainly wasn't as good as 2009. But I think what you're seeing is sort of rapid advance. Well, 2010 was 10 years ago, and the advances in South African wine quality are ongoing and steep.
I mean, one of the points that was being made by some of the commentators is that wines from 2015 onwards, you're giving a heck of a lot of 95s and 96s and a few 97s and 98s. But when it comes to 10-year-old wine, that is not happening. So therefore, what's the point of keeping or buying old wine, because younger wine is better?
So a couple of points. One is, I think we do have collectors and good on them. And I think, you know, understandably, they're financially and emotionally invested in their collections and you know, would like to sort of have some reassurance that they're not wasting their time. That's point one. Point two is the very highly rated wines of the last decade or so typically are old vine Chenins made by the so-called new wave. And we haven't really put them to the test. I mean, some they get drunk by private collectors in the privacy of their own homes, but and they typically do show very well. But you know, it's a that whole segment is a fairly recent development.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a collector. I recently drank a 2003 and then a 2004 Shiraz and Cab from Thelema, and both gave me enormous pleasure. 2 weeks ago, I drank my second last bottle of 1997 Kaimanskat Chardonnay from Bouchard Finlayson, equally in remarkably taut and vibrant shape still. But I am disappointed is too strong a word, because there's a sort of intellectual interest as well as a sensory interest in old wine. So yeah, I like to keep it to see what happens to it.
But I think just precisely the point is, you know, I often get asked, how long should I keep a wine? And really, after a certain point, it's up to your individual tolerance for developed flavors. And some people, I think much like you, find it fascinating, even when a wine sort of relatively decrepit, to sort of imagine what it used to be, and I can sort of spend time with a glass like it, and other people can't stand it. So, you know, it's up to the individual how much joy or not they're going to get out of older wine.
350 Rand for a 2008 Vergelijer and Cabernet under screw cap, which has been kept in the Vergelijer and cellar. Now, I mean, to me, that, I'm not going to buy 20 bottles because I don't have 20 times 350 Rand, but I'd be very interested to see what that wine has developed like under screw cap in 12 years.
Indeed. And the next question is, you know, if you bought it on release, what did it cost then? And, you know, has it appreciated, you know, in narrow financial terms, and but also in terms of enjoyment.
How long have you been doing the 10-year reports?
So we always used to do it, the exercise when Wine Mag was in print, and then it went into hiatus, and we resurrected it in 2017 and looked at the 07 vintage.
So you've done 07, 08, 09, and 2010. Which of those has held up best 10 years on? Would that be 2009, which is generally regarded to be a very good vintage?
Yes, and I mean, I think what's quite interesting about the series of reports now is that, on the whole, it does bear out conventional wisdom about the vintage. So 07 looked pretty good. 08, which was generally considered a fairly testing vintage, less impressive. 09, something of a miracle vintage, and again, the wines were very impressive. And then 10, had its challenges. It was very dry and windy, and the wines, look a little... They look as if they came from a hot vintage, and it was a hot vintage.
The 2025, the 2027 10-year reports, those, I mean, of the vintages since the winemaking improved and better sites were identified and all of those things, which of the vintages post-2010 are you most looking forward to doing a 10-year report on?
Well, I think you have just mentioned them. I think 15 and 17 were... Despite the droughts, people call it, the droughts was in full cry. We somehow managed to make, really fabulous wines from those two vintages. And it's a whole bunch of things coming together for good. Cleaner vineyards, more experienced, more astute winemaking, and favorable vintage conditions. So, yeah, I think, if you're halfway interested in wine and want to stock the family cellar, then 15 and 17 are definitely vintages to look after.
Chris Eanes, thanks very, very much indeed. Editor at winemag.co.za and convener of the judging panel, which has put out its latest 10-year vintage report. And if you want to read the report and see what scored well and what didn't score so well, and read what I think is an interesting debate from people afterwards, then go along to